This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Merry Christmas and everything else that you may celebrate this time of year. If it is Christmas, we are just a handful of days away from that moment when we say goodbye to, well, not completely, because we still have another week until we usher in 2022. But officially, it is that week that I think really marks, if you're of Christian faith, it's a huge moment in time in the calendar. And then it is also at the end of it, the end of the week, a big moment because we're saying goodbye to another year in the pandemic and flying into another year, 2022, which is so wild to think about that. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us as we kick off this special week. Throughout the week, we'll do a big rewind and look at some of the big stories that happened during 2021, and we'll have some mailbags and some other surprises in between as we motor through. And then we get ready for a new year. And getting ready for a new year is going to be pretty interesting with Omicron raging, according to the top doc, Fauci, who is either the most hated man or the most loved man, depending on your point of view. But the bottom line is this. Regardless of how you feel about Fauci, it is true. Omicron is a raging wave right now, not just in the United States, but in other countries. Globally, it is deck the halls and look out because it's ominous Omicron that is right around the corner and might be underneath your Christmas tree. I hate to be the Grinch, but, you know, we're looking at basically perhaps 1 million cases a day. So do the math on how much population we have here in the United States, how many peeps, and you know what it's looking like. It's not great. People are scrambling for tests. Some schools have closed, but they would close this time of year anyway, so maybe that timing's good. There are lots of restaurants that are on edge because will they stay open? Won't they stay open? What will the local county say? And what will they do in their states? And we don't know. We do know that the Prez is going to address the nation on Tuesday and tell us what's happening in Washington, D.C. So, you know, what does that mean? It means that what do we have in store as far as, remember all this conversation about mandates, etc.? Will any of that come to bear in his message? Supposedly, it's going to be a very grave warning. But what does that mean? And the difference between the outcomes between vaccinated and unvaccinated people, the infections, supposedly that's going to be the biggest piece of what he's going to say to the nation, that he's going to deliver it in what they're calling the clearest terms. But here's the thing. Vaccinated, unvaccinated, I don't think you're changing many minds. If somebody doesn't want to get vaccinated, so far from everything I've seen, they're not getting vaccinated. Even if someone they know dies, even when someone they know dies and says, tell people to get the vaccine. I didn't want to get the vaccine. I didn't get the vaccine. I wish I had the vaccine. I've told the stories of people I know. Phil Valentine, he was very fun on the air in Nashville. I used to go on his show. He's a great talk show host. He wasn't really comfortable with the vaccine, and he definitely talked about it on the air. And then he got COVID. He was in great shape, and he didn't want to go. He didn't want to die. And his brother then delivered the message that, hey, he wanted people to know, get the vaccine. But regardless, the revolution and the divide between vaccinated, unvaccinated, I don't think whatever Joe Biden says, I don't think it's going to change anything. I don't think anybody is going to shake out of, if I really don't want this, I don't think they're going to shake out of any announcement, anything that comes out of Washington, D.C., especially where they say, you know what, I'm going to go get that vaccine. I don't think so. I mean, if we look at the amount of people who have been vaccinated, sure, the number is higher, but it's still not at that percentage that was initially way back when talked about, that by July, 70% of the nation will be vaccinated. Then the optimism over, we can bribe people, we can give them sports tickets, we can give them money, we can give them weed in the West Coast, and they'll get vaccinated. Not changing their mind. Will Omicron change minds? Because the variant is tearing through so many communities. So if you're vaccinated, you might not feel good. Then you're told, boy, stay away from your family, don't spread that around, do the whole quarantine thing for 10 days, but you're not in the hospital, especially if you've been boosted. So will this change minds, you know, or not? I think, again, it's about Omicron. It's about the people around you. It's about what's happening as to whether that happens. I don't think, no offense to the press, I don't think of the president's message about vaccination versus unvaccinated, and here's the statistics. I mean, we ripped through the statistics on this show, and I don't think that is really going to be the thing that shakes somebody to their core. What's interesting is that a lot of people are definitely getting tested. Some have to get tested to stay on their job because that's the idea. You got to get tested if you're going to be unvaccinated, depending on the job. But what's going to happen with these at-home rapid tests? Remember, there was the promise that these would become pretty available to fight the coronavirus. But guess what? You can't find tests some places. I had people texting me today and my family because my brother has asthma, and I was exposed to somebody who had COVID, who had to change her and her family's travel plans, where they were supposed to go away for 2 weeks and couldn't do it because the day before, 2 days before they were supposed to leave, she thought she had the flu, just felt a little bit achy, has had the shots and been boosted and all that, but she got COVID. So let me know she had COVID, and we definitely had spent time together. So then trying to find the test, good luck trying to find the test. It is true, it depends on where you live. So if you have had tests, if you are unvaccinated or vaccinated, do you really think we're going to change minds by a presidential speech?
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news, high-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
We will lighten the mood, right? At the tail end of this hour, and look at what's at the movies, because you might be trying to grab a seat or two at the movies. There's some really good stuff that's out. People are talking about Spider-Man, so we're going to look at Spider-Man. But until then, let's traverse through a couple of things, plus the mailbag's coming up in our next segment. And thanks to all of you for the massive amount of virtual mail we always get. You can hit me up anytime, 24/7, wherever you're listening to me. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So, of course, I talk about what is the buzz in your land, what is the buzz in mine, and it is coronavirus. Does it have to overtake every single thing that we do? No, because we see depression and suicides and everything else is getting worse. But it is happening. This variant is making life hellish at some hospitals, and certainly for many people who are being tested for it. And what does it mean for them? And individually, of course, it means different things depending on your health and the myriad of other things that may go into what a diagnosis would be. I mean, what do you do when you test positive? If you've been vaccinated and boosted, you isolate yourself, wear a mask, whatever, stay away, because you got it. So, you know, there's no deny in that. You come up with it, you got it. That's what the, you know, scoop is. And we're seeing it really alter, of course, so many things, including the great game of football. You know, I've spent, for the first time in a long time, to just kind of take a breath myself, I spent a big chunk of my day watching football. And games have had to be rearranged because of COVID. So it is strange and interesting. There's going to be, it's almost like baseball. Hey, we got a couple of doubleheaders. So Tuesday, you've got the Seahawks and the Rams, and then you got Washington and the Eagles are playing on, yes, Tuesday, December 21st. And then on Monday, so let me back it up a day earlier, there's that other double billing, the Raiders and the Browns and the Vikings and the Bears. So things had to be altered because, again, what's happened with COVID and players testing positive for COVID and moving games around and trying to accommodate it because of things that have happened. A good chance to remind you, Wednesday we will be live, and Wednesday in our first hour, last segment, we do a thing called Nail the Score. I pick the game of the week. If you correctly nail the score, you would win some fabulous prizes. You're just guessing a number. What's going to be the final score of the game? Who wins? That's it. Boom. I got this guy, Pete is awesome from Texas. He says that he comes out of the bunker to do the Nail the Score thing. And so we always have a lot of fun with him. But that's what's happened as far as having to re-rack games, right? That because of COVID, et cetera, things had to be kind of juggled around in the schedule. And that's what the juggling did. That's how it ended up. I mean, you know, the NHL, NBA, all the professional sports teams are dealing with it. They're dealing with what, you know, what do we do? How do we rearrange this? How do we, you know, how do we navigate this? You know, period. Boom. Right. All right. On the Hill, besides, okay, Tuesday, there's going to be this address from the president. There is a big thing that happened that's interesting. Joe Manchin is just not going there, right? Senator Joe Manchin, who's been labeled really as a moderate Democrat, and he is the key to President Joe passing a $2 trillion domestic investment bill, is what they're calling it. And he said, I'm not supporting it. I can't vote to continue this piece of legislation. He said it on one of the Sunday shows. He said, I just can't. I have tried everything humanly possible. I can't do it. The deal is dead. I cannot do this. I don't, I can't, you know, it's like a wildfire and the spending is insane and I can't light that fire. He told Fox News that after 5.5 months, that's how long this has been, 5.5 months of negotiating among Democrats, in which he is the obstacle, he said, I can't vote to continue. I just can't. I can't do it. And so there is no door crack in this right now. I mean, the West Virginia senator is saying, no go. I don't know how they get this through. What the bill is it's hundreds of billions of dollars that would go to, some of it would go to families with children. It would extend the child tax credit. It would create free preschool, child care money. There's $500 billion for tax breaks and spending at curbing carbon emissions, which would be the largest from the feds ever to do anything with climate change. And then other provisions would be limiting drug price increases, hearing benefits for Medicare recipients, some of it paid with higher taxes, obviously, on wealthier people and larger corporations. So at this point, it's, he's not doing it. And, of course, the White House is firing back with the press secretary, Jen Psaki, saying that his announcement is a sudden and inexplicable reversal in position and a breach of his commitments, and said that his state, West Virginia, is among the poorest, and he'll have to explain why many families will have to cope with higher health and child care costs the bill is intended to address. So she said in a statement, she had a statement, she said that Manchin had in person given Biden a written proposal last week that was the same size and scope of the framework for the bill that the Democrats rallied behind in October and agreed to continue talks. So that had a 10-year cost of $1.85 trillion. So they're saying at the White House, we're going to continue to press him and see if he'll reverse his position. But I don't know that he would. Why go on Fox? Why go on these other shows and say, nah, I'm not doing it? I mean, why even declare that? Why even make that announcement? It would be rare to reverse that, right? Somebody said to me that it is kind of like the thumbs down vote by John McCain that killed President Trump's effort to repeal the health care law that was enacted under Obama. That this is this, you know, there's the one guy and the one senator, and so Manchin is the one senator in the way, right? But if he's making that announcement, he's not going to do it. He said, listen, he's concerned about inflation, the growing federal debt, and the need to focus on Omicron, the COVID-19 variant, and that it dramatically would reshape our society in a way that leaves our country even more vulnerable to threats. So obviously, his ideology has certainly changed a lot. I mean, again, moderate Democrat, he wonder if he jumps parties, and who knows. But the Democrats are not happy with Joe Manchin. He said, that's it. Well, you know, I'm done. I'm not going to do it. And he's saying this bill would fuel inflation. It would worsen budget deficits. It would be ridiculous, too far over the top. And the Democrats are saying, no, spend, spend, spend. So, see, obviously, this tug of war is over, because I don't think he does what he did and then takes it back, walks it back. I do not see it. This tornado of political back and forth has left the building. It's definitely not going to be reined in. Definitely, definitely, definitely not. And it's like Pete Sessions, he used a fire analogy I've used. He said that the spending is just too much, that it just will not work if we keep doing that same thing. So I'm curious as to how hard the president is going to rail on non-vaxxers and push again vaccines and boosters, because I stand by what I said at the top of this. I don't think those words are going to make suddenly millions of people decide that they're going to get shots. I don't see it. Some of you had a few questions about Omicron and other things too as well to boot. We won't just focus on those, because I got tons of mail. We're going there next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News. The DEA administrator believes social media companies need to do more to fight drug trafficking, as Ann Milgram was discussing the severity of the opioid crisis, saying drug cartels are using social media platforms to get deadly drugs into Americans' hands with one click. She said on CBS's Face the Nation, companies like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook should go after such illegal activity. She also encouraged parents to have conversations with their children about the dangers of drugs like fentanyl. With his son Charlie by his side, Tiger Woods making a quietly strong comeback to competitive golf. The pair finishing second in the PNC Championship in Florida over the weekend. The event, which partnered champions with family members, was won by John Daly and his son. But it was Tiger Woods' first event since he was seriously injured in a car wreck near Los Angeles last February. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we got Jack, Susan, Mac, Bill, Doug, Howie, and some more. We'll see how many we can get in. So I'm going to go to Jack first, who's listening to us on AM 890 in Oklahoma City. I love Oklahoma City. I've spent some time there. I need to spend more time there. It's actually not too far from me. I've spent time in other parts of Oklahoma. I really, really like it. Broken Bow is a great place to go and chillax. But Jack, I digress. Thanks for the shout out. Thanks for telling me where you're listening. And Jack, more than a shout out, says, "Hey, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to the show now probably for about a month. I'm not trying to give you a time stamp on it, but just somebody I know mentioned that you were on when I was working. And so I discovered it, and I like how you bop around. I like the fact that you know your sports. And I think I used to listen to you on NBC, and he talked a lot about the Sooners, and you, in fact, had a lot of coaches on and players and whatnot. So a tip of the old cap to you, if you know what I mean. This new Omicron deal, it seems like it is pretty bad as far as how it spreads. It messed up our football over the weekend, and it looks like it's hitting other sports. And, of course, I think ground zero, or the place with the most cases, may be New York. Catch me up on how many states have it and what about other countries. I'm curious. Jack, thanks for that. That's just a layup. So 43 states is what I have on my hashtag list, where I'm just hashing it off. 89 countries, that's from the CDC. That's where I got that from. And you're right about New York. They surpassed their all-time record of COVID-19 cases you know, 3 days in a row, and then they're totaling 22,000 plus. This is why we hear the number 1 million cases a day. That might be what's happening, because this is a real spreader, right? And yes, on sports teams, the NBA had to postpone 5 games on Sunday, 9 teams because of coronavirus numbers, called off Cleveland, Atlanta, Denver, Brooklyn, New Orleans, Philly, also I want to say it was the Orlando's game at Toronto on Monday, when Washington's game at Brooklyn. I have the schedule on Tuesday. They sent it to me. And I mentioned already the National Football League, because of the protocols, they had to have more flexibility, right? I mean, they're in the middle of it, so they had to change some. They had to change the schedule. That's what they had to do. And of course, we're seeing this in other places that I mentioned where we're seeing it pop up. But I think the thing that's also being talked about is what's happening on the Hill. So Senators Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker both tested positive for COVID. And Booker just said, "I learned I tested positive after feeling symptoms. My symptoms are mild. I got 2 doses and a booster. I'm certain I would be doing worse if I hadn't had it." And, of course, Elizabeth Warren lost her older brother to the virus. And so she's saying, regardless of her politics, she's saying that she's tested positive regularly, and that she tested negative earlier in the week, but she tested positive with a breakthrough case, and she has mild symptoms, too, as well. So that's what's happening there. I think there's going to be many more on the Hill that will come down with it. Of course, it's break time is happening, and maybe the break is finagled around. I'm not sure what they would do there. I was sad to hear of Doug Erickson's passing. He's a state senator, and he was a supporter of Donald Trump's on the campaign in Washington State. And he had a conversation with us, I want to say twice. We talked to him about what it was like in the beginning stages of, you know, campaigning. And he was young. He was 52. And he tested positive for COVID-19 when he was away. He was in South America. And could it be COVID-related? It seems that it could be. But anyway, the official cause was not announced. And then one quick thing, I'll throw this in here. Saturday Night Live, you know, that's been around forever, right? They canceled their live studio audience for the last show of the year because of the spike in Omicron, what they saw in New York. And so people were set to go, like the Rockettes, the Broadway shows, all that stuff, all went down. I mean, it's been a quick turn. I mean, that's to Jack's. I think what Jack is asking there, too, it has been a very, very quick turn. All right, let's move to this one from Susan. And Susan says, Kate, did you hear the story about the people that were found dead inside a house in Minnesota? And it was just a sad thing to happen this time of year. I guess 7 bodies, but I don't know that they know the cause of death. You know what? It's interesting. So you must be listening to us kind of up in that area. I did see that story. That story was big news because the mystery around it, right? They announced it Sunday that they had discovered inside a twin home in a northwestern Minnesota city. I want to say it's Moorhead, right? They had found 4 adults and 3 children, and they were found Saturday night by family members who were doing a welfare check. That's what makes me wonder. They were, that something must have been brewing, or they thought there was, because why'd they do the welfare check? And they didn't say, they said there was no violence or forced entry, or the police aren't even looking for suspects, just some kind of tragedy. But what does that mean? So that community was, of course, horrified by that, and they're going to do autopsies in St. Paul and try to figure out what it was that happened there. Moorhead, and this is probably why, where Susan is probably somewhere near Fargo. A lot of people listen to us in that area. Moorhead is on the border next to Fargo, And it's like a smallish area, 200,000 plus people, somewhere in that neighborhood anyway. All right, so Mac. See, I'm trying to hit a couple of different things. So Mac says, hey, Kate Delaney, I'm wondering what was on your Christmas list. We could talk about all the horrible, sad things that are going on. And, yes, I heard you give the text number for the people that were affected by the tornado. I used to live in Kentucky, and it was just terrible to see that. And, of course, we're constantly looking at what's going on with the virus, obviously, and we're always talking about that. But I wondered, just for grins, if you had any big requests on your Christmas list, and did you think they were going to be fulfilled? You know, it's so funny that you say that, because I guess I'll just say it on the air. What do I need, right? What do I need? I don't need anything. I have this audience. I'm doing the thing I love. And I'm not wanting for anything. There's nothing. I want for people. I want for this virus to go away. But if I'm thinking of a thing, I am all about ways to, okay, how can I get a workout in quicker, right? So I can get down to the business of content and calls and do what I'm doing. And of course, walking the dog, he's crazy nutty and pulls me all over the place. So if not doing the Guinness thing, what about they have these workouts in virtual reality where you're like on a mountaintop in Scotland and you're, you know, slaying a dragon or something. It's not a game. It's actual workouts. So I said something to the Hubs about that, and he's like, what? He thought I was joking. He's like, are you kidding? I don't, he says, you would use that three times if you, virtual reality? What are you talking about? Because I think he's thinking gaming, and I'm thinking workouts. Easy peasy, right? Plug it in, poof, no excuse, and you just start working out, and that's it. And you're not going to gym, forget it, jumping into a car, going to a gym, blah, blah, blah. Nah. So maybe that, you know, the Oculus. You know, the whole idea of working out that way. I don't know. What would it be like? Is it like that? But to me, it would be different than the whole Peloton thing. So who knows? Anyway, funny question. I wondered what your wish was. How about that for Christmas? All right. This one is from Bill. Kate, I know that you've had lots of different people on from different parts of the world. And I know that you've had a couple of people from the Philippines on, and it was terrible what happened to them in the middle of everything that's going on, this typhoon Ray. What happened there? How many people were affected? There's a lot of people in the United States that have relatives in the Philippines. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. They're saying at least 72 people died in this typhoon, because of this typhoon, and that they're looking at others that were injured, and they're trying to look at, they're talking to mayors of different provinces to put this together. But coming out of Manila, you know, power down in some places, of course, looking for food and water, that kind of thing. There have been some hard hit towns, no question about that. And there was especially the four towns where the typhoon blew in and through, like, sort of central island provinces, is what I was told on Thursday and Friday. 780,000 people were affected. 300,000 people had to evacuate their homes. And when you say typhoon, oh, can you imagine? I mean, that's like the tree just topples right away. It just collapses. Walls just collapse. And flash floods just happen, and people are buried, just buried instantly, instantly. All right, you too can be a part of the email brigade. Just email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818 800-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ever since I got bit by that spider, I've only had 1 week where my life has felt normal. That was when you found out.
When you botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man, we started getting some visitors. Every universe. Hello, Peter. You're not Peter Parker.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
There are others out there. We need to send them back. So, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap. You're flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate. I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
Look, there has to be another way.
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
You gotta take this away from me.
Peter. You're struggling. Damn everything you want while the world tries to make you choose.
This is all my fault. I can't save everyone.
They're starting to come through, and I can't stop them.
Wow. All right, so we wanted you to hear Spider-Man because it is crushing it at the box office. Spider-Man No Way Home, 2 hours, 28 minutes. I told you I was going to lighten the load at the end of this show, right? So who is in this cast? It's a giant cast. Spider-Man's identity is revealed. The friendly neighborhood web dude is unmasked and no longer able to separate the normal life, the Peter Parker guy, from being the superhero. He asks for help to figure this out, right? Doctor Strange. I love Doctor Strange. Benedict Cumberbatch. So this cast is giant. Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield. It's like the offense and the defense of the Cowboys. Zendaya, William Dafoe, Alfred Molina, Jamie Foxx, Marissa Tomei, J.K. Simmons. I used to love watching him on Law & Order. And Benedict Wong and John Favreau, J.B. Smooth. I have a great J.B. Smooth story I'll tell sometime on the air. Elizabeth Olsen, blah, blah, blah. Well, in other words, it's just everyone and anyone. And it's gotten really great reviews. Do you care about reviews? No. Go and see a movie if you're interested in it. If you like the Spider-Man Marvel thing, or you got kids, teens, whatever, and they followed along. As a kid, my brother and I used to, like, inhale comic books, right? Especially rainy days. And he and I would trade them off, and he always had the Marvel comics, and I had the other stuff, all kinds of different comics I had. But a lot of them were superhero things, and we would switch them, and he really liked Spider-Man and got me into it as a kid. So I like the way this movie's done. I think it's, it was a good next step for Spider-Man, let's just say that, right? And I've only seen bits and pieces, by the way, so I'm not giving you a full-on, this is my cheap movie review. I'm going to go and see it, and then I'll really be able to hit it for you. But it is done really, really well. Plus 200,000, so good for the studio that decided they were going to do this one, but it's working. And I think the giant opening weekend shows that this is escapism, right? It's like time. We want a superhero. It's time for a superhero, even if it's magical thinking. So that's what I believe is pushing people to see this movie. And then the childhood memories, or kids just flat out like it, like the story. And this is one that, could be almost a whole family thing. So I'm going to say it's on my list. Another movie that is on my list, it might not be on yours, is, and sci-fi is funny for me. Some I think is crappy and makes no sense. And some of it's just like the novels. Some of the novels are good and some are ridiculous. I like The Matrix, and that also would be go back to a big period of my life watching, seeing the different Matrixes come out. And this is Matrix Resurrections. And so this one is, Neo is going to have to choose which way is he going. And he's had to do that before. And I think this one will probably do pretty good. It comes out December 22. And the premieres that they've had have been pretty good. That people say it's fun and that it's a great revisit, and it just draws on what was before Neo and Trinity and young Morpheus. The same thing you would see, you'd see some interesting twists, I guess, in this. And the Matrix Resurrection, I think, was a smart idea. Because then I go back to the same thing with I have that on my list. So I will also let you know when I see it. Is it a thumbs up or what? All right, as we wind down here at the end of the show, a couple of quick hits for you. And the quick hits are, man, I can't believe we are this close to Christmas. Hopefully you got out any cards, presents, or whatever else you had to get out. But because of supply chain and other snags, I'm thinking people will be okay if things are a little bit late. If you felt like you wanted to recognize someone and you just missed the boat a little bit, I think there's a little bit of give and forgiveness in that, right? It's not about presents, after all. When you're running around to meet these deadlines that are chaotic, and that's what's going to happen in the next couple of days, because there still is a way to get, to get things to people. I had someone on from Amazon, and they talked about that hey, the thing that's going to work for some people is going to be gift cards that are obviously digital gift cards, because you know that they're going to. You're going to arrive, so no problem with that. So while we have the drama of Omicron, which is ominous, and what ultimately is it going to look like for XYZ companies or the livelihoods continuing forward for most people, and then the fears of inflation and what happens as we roll into 2022, I think it's about taking some time off, breathing, and having a chance to hang out with, if you can, with people that you care about, or just chillaxing, just doing some sofa surfing, or what I call forest bathing. So there are two different things, right? Forest bathing, you're out there kind of walking around, you're in the middle of Nowheresville, maybe hiking, maybe dumping a line somewhere, maybe you're skiing, I don't know. And sofa surfing, you guys know, you're watching the games. You're hanging out. You're watching movies. I get it. I don't do the Hallmark thing, but I know a lot of other people do. So maybe it's that you're doing that 24/7 deal. Or the other is, and you're participating to be nice. Thanks, Jeremy P., for his awesome work on the technicals always. And thanks to all of you for hopping on board for this hour of the show. Make it count.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.